News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. We've got so much to talk about. And the first thing I want to get to, we'll still keep your calls if you want to talk about the media. I just want to change this up a little bit. Talk about this story that is all over the United States. And it's a Buffalo Rochester story in this 19-year-old Emily Scheck. She is a cross-country runner at Canisius College right here in Buffalo. She grew up in Webster, New York. Webster is a pretty, I would say, upper middle class, high class income area. And I say that because what has happened here with Emily Scheck is that her mother and father in Webster, New York, right outside of Rochester, discovered in this summer, they found photos on some social media stuff that their daughter was dating a woman, that she was a lesbian. And they didn't approve of that. So they went to a therapist. They sent their daughter to a therapist, and the daughter refused to cooperate with what she considers to be this, what are we talking about? Conversion therapy. Do you remember a while back when all the Buffalo politicians and the assembly were talking about conversion therapy? Everyone went crazy. You can't take a gay person and make them straight, man. You can't do it. But then again, I think back to my college days and all my gay friends that tried to convert heterosexual men to being gay. Right? I mean, that's at some point, if you think you're straight and you discover that you're attracted to men, in a way, you've always been gay. But you can make the argument that if you think you're straight and you actually are gay, you were converted. You can make the same argument that if you thought you were gay, but you actually are heterosexual, you were always a heterosexual or you were converted. Do people in prison go through conversion therapy when they're gay for the 5 to 10 years they're in for armed robbery? Or I don't know how we explain that, but here's what we do know. That the American, It is the American Psychological Association. They believe that therapists who try to use sexual orientation and gender identity as a way to convert people from homosexual to hetero or vice versa, that is looked at as a bad practice by the American Psychological Association. Now, this is the same association that thought homosexuality was a mental disorder until 1968. But that's neither here nor there. I don't want to, you know, I'm just giving you all the facts. You do your own information. This is what I do on the program. I'm just trying to give you all the information. The more you know, the better we all are, right? So here's what is happening. This Emily Scheck, she's 19 years old. She goes to Canisius College. Now, her parents say, hey, I don't want this. You're going to do what we tell you to do as our daughter, or we're cutting you off. Well, she doesn't want to do what her parents want. So her parents, they take her car. That's of all the things you could do to a 19-year-old. They took her car away. Now we're talking about taking this case to the United Nations, right? You got a girl from Webster. They are accustomed to certain things in Webster. A car is one of them. But the parents took her car insurance away, and the father removed the plates from the vehicle. These parents are serious, okay? Now, because she's cut off, she doesn't have any money. So her friends decide, this was extremely put together at the last second, because the photo used in Emily Scheck's GoFundMe is actually sponsored by a photographer as free media. I don't know if you saw the little move that Emily made. Very crafty, very clever. But she's got a GoFundMe page, $5,000. It's currently at almost $70,000. She's got like 68 grand. The NCAA, they have rules against student athletes having money outside. We've heard about this in football and basketball. Emily Scheck, the NCAA says, nope, can't take the money. You're an athlete. You're on scholarship, whatever the case may be. And now they've backpedaled and said, no, you keep the money because you're from Webster, by the way. Remember the old-fashioned days when you didn't have money, you actually went got a job? Remember that crazy world that we used to live in? Like, I need money for stuff. You're like, well, did you start a GoFundMe? You know, I haven't thought about that. I was going to go do a resume and apply for some jobs, but maybe you're right. Maybe there's a little entitlement in the Webster grad who goes to Canisius and wants money because her parents cut her off. But I'm just thinking about, like, the maybe the black athlete in the inner city who's on a full ride and literally has no money to eat, no money to do anything. And could the star athlete at UB right now that's on a scholarship, could he start a GoFundMe and put 50 grand in his pocket? Because I'll tell you what, we will have the best athletes in all of the world. If the University of Buffalo can just GoFundMe an offensive line, everyone from Iowa's coming to UB, my friends. You want to get a top five team? Allow University of Buffalo to GoFundMe all of the kids on scholarship, and you, my friends, will have the best sports teams in all the land. But you can't do it, and the reason why you can't do it is because, I don't know, there are rules that have been around forever. But Emily Scheck is different because she's a lesbian who was forced into what many believe is a therapy that a lot of people frown on, conversion therapy. Conversion therapy. I don't even know. And the parents in this whole thing, you know, the parents are like, this is a private matter. I'd rather not, you know, do an interview. And I have to think to myself, it is a private matter. Why the hell are we even talking about this? I mean, you got the equivalent of being grounded by your mom and dad and you go to GoFundMe. If I ground my 11-year-old from PlayStation, he goes on GoFundMe and raises the funds to go buy a new one? No, I'm calling the shots. She's a 19-year-old girl. She doesn't want to do what her parents want. You can agree with her parents. You can disagree with her parents. Her parents aren't hurting her. They're not abusing her. They're not forcing her into some corporal punishment. They're saying, we don't want to give you stuff if you're going to do things that we don't want you to do. Now, that might be repugnant to you because she was born this way and that's the way. But listen, there's a lot of craziness going on here with this conversion therapy, because as far as conversion therapy goes, there's a gay rights movement that believes that you're born perfect, right? Born perfect. You don't need conversion therapy. There's nothing wrong with being a gay person. And I think most people in the listening audience will agree with that sentiment, right? You're gay, you're born perfect, everything's great. But then that same group does a little bit of a 180 when it comes to being born with certain, you know, biological traits that you might not want when you're 22, and you might want to have surgery to reverse the way you were born. In that case, you weren't born perfect. You needed a surgeon and about $8,500 to be born perfect. And it contradicts itself a little bit. Don't try to get into the minutia. My argument here is, what world are we living in with this GoFundMe? At what point is GoFundMe? Basically, anyone who died after 2013 is eligible for a GoFundMe page. If you don't have insurance or you don't have the immediate funds for burial, the cause of a GoFundMe is death. Death by misfortune. Death by disease. Death by sudden death. It doesn't matter what the death is. This happened. I wasn't prepared for it. You helped me pay for it. And now it's gotten to where the very essence of, I mean, this is an argument that has been had for a very long time. Phil Kennedy, you're a huge sports guy. In college football and college sports, everyone's talking about, can we pay these student athletes money for doing what they do because of the fact that in about a year, some of these guys are going to make $50 million. Why can't Jack Eichel make $100,000 for Boston University? He's going to make $9 million in 3 years. You know, why can't we pay them? And everyone tells them because it's the rules.
They're student athletes, technically.
But this student athlete, because her parents grounded her, took her money, she's entitled to a lifestyle that her parents choose not to give her because she is living something that they don't agree with. And people are giving her $70,000. And the NCAA, because she's a lesbian, it's okay. Black, poor guy, Hispanic, heterosexual guy that can't afford whatever. No, no, different. How do they juxtaposition? How do they do that?
I have no idea. You hear about football players that if they take a shoe from somebody or they get a tattoo, then it can ruin their whole college career and they get suspended.
I don't understand it. I really don't. Is it a gay thing? Is it an NCAA thing? I mean, again, it's a shame thing. I think the NCAA got shamed into making a decision like this. But I just think that the entire, I'm like do parents not have the right to say, we don't want to give you money? I mean, look, let's say it's the most repugnant thing in the world. They're mom and dad, you bring home a spouse that they don't like. And maybe their reasons are without defense. They don't like the ethnicity of the person you bring home. They don't like the religion of the person you bring home. They don't like the person you bring home. Maybe they don't like the fact that the person's divorced. The person has children. The person has multiple children from multiple partners. Whatever reason, mom and dad say, nope, not in my family. I urge you, as your parental unit, to cease that relationship or deal with the consequences. And the consequences are, you're not a part of the will. You're not getting any more money. You go to GoFundMe? Because mom and dad don't like your choice in partners, or they're being stubborn? That's the new modern world. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What would you use GoFundMe for, and is it being abused? I want to hear from you. Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you, Phil. I want to thank Sean Murphy for taking your calls. Ask the folks on hold if they want to switch up and talk about what we're talking about, or we can let them go. But I want to talk about this story of Emily Scheck. She's a Canisius college cross-country athlete. This is something we should all look up to. Student athletes, they manage a workload. They're going to school. They're doing sports. Everything you want in a well-rounded person. And her parents decided, you know what? I don't like what you're doing. I don't agree with your lifestyle. You might find this to be absolutely repugnant, that the parents could be so old school in the sense that they're not modern. They don't agree with what most kids agree with. But they're parents, and they have every right to say whatever they want and raise their kid any way they want, right? You would think. Well, this woman had her car taken away, had money withheld from her, but this entitled Webster grad is literally, she started a GoFundMe page at $70,000. 70 grand. And yes, by the way, I said sediment, not sentiment. I meant to say sentiment. It came out sediment. And thank you for finding that on. Appreciate that. But at any rate, the GoFundMe is just, I think it's being completely abused. Everyone is entitled to a GoFundMe. Could you throw some money my way for what? For the fact that mom and dad are grounding you? You can't discipline. And then the media is asking the parents, how do you explain yourself? And the parents are saying, none of your damn business. This is a personal matter. I'm disciplining my daughter. I have every right to be as ignorant, or you, every right to be as outrageous to you. That is your right. You could find someone to have backward thinking. Religious people, to many liberals, come across as being from the Byzantine Empire. Well, guess what? You don't get it. That's fine. I'm living my life in peace. You live your life in peace. Pay your taxes on time, and everyone's happy. But in this case, the world is turning against these parents. I want to hear from you. Hear what you have to say. 803-0930, star 930. 1-800-616-WBEN. We'll take your texts at 30930. And let's get to a busy, busy phone. Let's go to Russ in Buffalo. Russ, you're on WBEN. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I know that's an extreme example of a GoFundMe, but I mean, in some circumstances, it works good. Like, this is an outrageous example of why somebody would fund anybody for something like that. But I've seen things on there, you know, for a slain victim of a shooting that the parents can't pay for the funeral.
Totally understandable, right?
or something like that. Yeah, but this is...
You have a dead loved one. You can't give him an appropriate funeral. It was totally unexpected. And then you have the person who's like, hey, my daughter got chicken pox, and now I got to eat this ticket to the Caribbean. Would love an extra $5,000. You know, like, what are you doing? Like, you got grounded from your parents. You went on GoFundMe.
I'm surprised the parents didn't take, more drastic steps. I mean, if they're going to hate their kid that much for being gay, they're going to just take their car away. I thought they would disown her, but I guess they love her enough to, try to work it out. But
I guess what happens, though, when that, what if that's not the case? What if, parents, okay, if you came home, surprised your mom and dad with a lifestyle change, a tattoo on your face like Post Malone, who knows what happens, right? You come home, you shock your family. There's going to be a moment where they're going to be like, what did you do, Russ? This is crazy. You got to allow parents to at least evolve and accept what's going on before you rush to GoFundMe in the media.
I've seen a GoFundMe page because somebody couldn't afford their birthday party, so they went to GoFundMe to try to get people, donate for their perfect birthday party.
Right. I'm telling you, it's Russ, great call. Appreciate your participation in the program. It's so true, though. The GoFundMe stuff, it's like, at what point have we gone too far? And have you given money to causes on GoFundMe? And would you ever give money to something, what I consider, whether you agree with this girl and you want to support her, that's great. But at some point, this is kind of a personal thing. And you've done nothing but shame your parents. And we don't even know their side because, I don't know, your parents want to be private. They're not a big fan of being broadcast as being anti-gay bigots. We don't even know what the circumstances are. We really don't. But now this woman has made it public and she's got $70,000. And the NCAA has no problems with it. I just really enjoy this song. Thank you, Phil Kennedy, and all the people that made the commercials. Let's go right to the phone. Some of you have been very patient, and I got Texas Terry on hold, who's one of my favorites. So let's go to Cheryl in Orchard Park. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Cheryl, what is on your mind today? You're on the air.
This Fundy page, years and years ago, it was for people that has had a very extreme family member that was in a bad situation.
Right.
To help them pay their bills. Not because they were at the Bill Stadium and he was, or whoever was, a ding-dong, decided to walk along the edge and fell off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Look at Cheryl. That is outstanding.
No, I mean, it's just BS. I mean, I'm sorry, but, we're all supposed to have medical, Obamacare. Well, so why do all these people need help paying their medical bills? Is Obamacare supposed to be the best?
I had to do that. The more you know with Cheryl. That is amazing work, Cheryl. The GoFundMe used to be for people who actually needed money.
Yeah.
And now it's for spoiled rich kids in Webster who, listen, whether she's gay or she's not gay, a parent can cut a kid off if they want to.
Kids,
who the hell are we?
Kids off. Like I tell my kids, you have this much money, this is what you can buy. It isn't, that's what I want, what's it going to cost me, and how can I get it help paying for it? No. Go to work, just like my kids do, and go to college and get an education. My daughter's on our health care for the next 4 more years. Then she's off. We told her you have 4 years to get an education that can pay your bill.
Right. And then you're gone.
Yeah.
That I love it. Cheryl, excellent call. Way to that got me motivated. I'm going to do some push-ups after that one. Texas Terry joins us. Terry, what is going on with GoFundMe?
Oh, man, it's like anything else. You get something good, and then people start to take advantage of it. You got, I, I'm sure you've seen the veteran and the chick and the dude out there in New Jersey or something like that, where supposedly he gave her his last $20.
Oh wait, let's set this up, Terry. This is a brilliant connection to another story in the news, Terry. Well done. There was a homeless guy who allegedly gave, it was a vet, homeless vet, can't say no to that, gave his last $20 to an attractive girl who needed gas. It was a viral story. They raised $500,000 for this homeless guy. And it turns out the whole thing was a scam and none of it was real.
All right, and then, you know, greed gets in the way of that because they kept most of the money, it sounded like to me. And, you know, he ends up suing them so he can get the money. But what's funny to me is...
But can I just make a side note here? Don't you love how Terry, before he takes a moral platitude, figures out the way that the crime would have worked?
No, I mean, there it was going off.
You're like, they would have got away with it if they would have bought small bills.
They're like, well, he's a raging drug addict, but he gave his last $20. You know, I don't know much about being a drug addict, but I'm pretty sure a raging drug addict's just not going to cough up his last $20 for no reason at all.
As cynical as you may find yourself, Terry, do you find that stories like this just literally seal the deal that you don't believe anything on its surface?
No, I really don't anymore, especially with GoFundMe, because like the last caller just said, people do stupid stuff, and then they end up in the news. They pitch the GoFundMe, and other stupid people contribute to that stupidity and pay them off for doing what they did. This is a real story. This happened out here. These people were cooking something in their kitchen. I don't know what they were cooking, but they started a fire. They burnt down like a 6-unit apartment complex. They were like the only people in the building that didn't have renter's insurance, and they pitched a GoFundMe so that everybody could pay for them starting their own kitchen on fire.
There you go. That's America. That's why you get in a convoy and come out these parts, man. It's all about getting to America so you can start a GoFundMe page. Texas Terry, as always, as advertised. Great call. Thank you very much. They burned down their own kitchen, and they started a GoFundMe. Oh, my goodness. I heard about someone doing that with, like, they hooked their 110 outlet to a 220 and hooked their washing machine up to it or something, and it, like, started a massive fire, and they were like, hey, nowhere on that extension cord did it say that you could not hook up a 220 washer to a 110 that you buy at Lowe's, and they end up with a GoFundMe. It's unbelievable, this GoFundMe. Carolyn Lancaster, make sense of all of this.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, Carol.
Say is I raised a family, large family, without GoFundMe. The kids had Christmas gifts at Christmas time. There was birthday gifts. I was working 3 part-time jobs, didn't make a lot of money. But you know what? I didn't have to ask anybody. I wouldn't put myself that low to ask for somebody. I can't understand how these people can justify it.
Is that how you raised your children too?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that how you raised your children?
Yes. Not only did I raise my children that way, but my grandchildren feel the same way. I mean, I can't believe that people give money to these people. It's beyond me. Give to a church or a charitable organization, Red Cross. I don't, you know, just make it worth your while. But just because somebody wants a party or, you know, there's so many people out there that really do need it. Like the people said, an operation that they can't afford, you know, or a drastic car accident.
There's a million reasons why you could legitimately use charity. But
right.
There are people that are completely taking advantage of it.
Well, and the people, the sad part of it is people are encouraging this. I actually know of somebody who wanted to take a sabbatical from working to go to Europe to paint. And they had a GoFundMe page. Are you kidding me?
That's really funny. I want to paint in Europe.
Yeah.
And Carol,
so they wanted-
I got a good deal for you. If you give me $50, I'm that much closer to painting in Europe on your dime. I got a deal. Who the hell cares? Go to Europe.
Yeah.
I'm not supporting that. It's so ridiculous. Now, what do you think about whether you agree with the parents or disagree with the parents? What do you think about parents that you know, disown their children, and now they're all over the media for being parents? This is a private matter. Why are we talking about this?
I think the media also is looking for the sensationalism. I just, everything to make somebody look bad. And I'll tell you, I wish the paper would go back to, you can't do it anymore, but in the olden days where the Smith's family is going on vacation to the Adirondacks because, you know, the dad got all week's vacation, you know? No, you can't do that anymore because it could rob your house. You can't even put it in a death notice. But it's just...
You can't even mention you're a season ticket holder without someone trying to hit your house on a Bills game. No, it's so true, though. It's like we went from the... Like, when in default, Carol, we went from the time when we always thought of good and always thought of decency to now always worried that someone's going to try to rob or steal or kill us.
Oh, yeah. My husband got one of those weird messages on his phone today. Two of them, in fact. That they were going to take him to court or something for, you know, it was one of those computer generated, and he was all worried. And I said to him, "Honey, it's just like the one that I just got the other day from Microsoft, telling me that they shut my Microsoft off by accident and they want to pay me money." I said, "It's a scam. Do not answer that call. Do not call them back. Do not go past go. Just delete it, block it, whatever."
Yeah.
But no, I think GoFundMe, I guess it's...
I thought they were joking around when they shut down my AIM account, but it turned out they were legit. Turned out the technology was just 14 years old. Carol, you're the best. Call in more often. I like it.
All right, take care.
Way to go. Carol in Lancaster. My only regret after talking to Carol is that she didn't have another 20 children. You know what I mean? Because we need more people that think like that. What's wrong with just this Emily, 19-year-old Emily Sheck, who's a Canisius? Look, man, you need money. Go get a job. There's nothing around Canisius in this economy. You can't find anything. But $70,000 is so much easier just to be gifted $70,000. It's ridiculous. AJ in Niagara Falls, what do you think?
I think we live in the age of ridiculousness, right? You go from the governor and all his stupid laws and Jim Acosta and his feeling of entitlement, and this is just adding on to that. You know, there was a failure in that family, and the failure is just to learn how to communicate. I have five kids, and they range from almost 15 to I have twin two-year-olds. So I see the whole gamut, and I know college is expensive and all those things that go with it, but, like, they failed by not having that conversation with their child to know that, you know, let them be comfortable and tell them, "Hey, look, I think I'm gay." Right? Because in the end of the day, I think most people would agree, it's not a big deal, but to them it is. And if you knew that, you could have avoided a lot of nonsense in this media circus by just having communication skills. You know, it to me, it seems so ridiculous that
Well, I wasn't even gonna go at that aspect of it, but AJ, you bring up a point that no one really has brought up, that the failure here is just, you know, you would hope that if things don't go, you have five children, you hope that if things don't go your kid's way, and by the way, if you're any kind of father, 70% of them won't go your kid's way, because you know what's best, and you're guiding them. If your kid runs and holds a press conference in a GoFundMe, AJ's point is something's broken the dynamics to begin with. And that's a very valid and brilliant point.
Well, thank you.
And I'll leave you with that. No, but the follow-on, though, of course, is why can't you disown your kids? I thought that was our nuclear option as parents.
You're absolutely entitled to that, in my opinion. You don't have
to. I mean, we don't even have to have a reason. You could be like a Topps family and your daughter gets a job at Wegmans. You could be like, "Work at Topps or you're cut off." That's the point.
And that's the ridiculous level that I think things have come to, where if you don't agree with something, you don't have to accept no. You go to the media and you scream and cry until you get your way or close to it.
So what would have happened, AJ, if she's a cross-country runner on a full ride to Canisius and she blows her knee out? Does she get a GoFundMe because of misfortune?
I would probably think that she would. You know, that's the other thing, too. She didn't get kicked out of school. She's
right.
Losing her ability to get an education. She just lost her car and her spending money. And like you said, and everybody else that's got a decent work ethic would say, well, I need money. There's one way to get that, and that's get a job.
Yeah, who knew such crazy things could come out of our callers? AJ, excellent call, man. Well done. Congratulations on your beautiful family, and keep raising them right. I mean, that's the only shot we have, 8 and 10-year-olds. We have to focus all of our effort on 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. If we are ever going to hold on to this republic, and it's not just, I'm not saying conservative, I'm not saying liberal, I'm saying all 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. Religion, sex, creed, doesn't matter. That is the future, and we lose those kids, we can't recover. I mean, we're an inch away from Mad Max. We're an inch away from the Mad Max film series. And this was the, if you are my age, you heard this a lot on NBC on Saturday afternoons. And that was NBC and the series of The More You Know. And it was always like information that was pretty basic. Like Michael J. Fox would get on there and be like, hey, just want you to know that, like, if you're ever in a bathtub, like, don't, like, you know, put a toaster in the tub. It was all, like, pretty basic information that you shouldn't do in it, you know? But it was always a guy from NBC and some really basic information and that music, and it'd be like, the more you know. You know, Will Smith from Fresh Prince would be like, hey, if you ever smell natural gas, like, don't light a match. And I was like, oh, thank you, Will Smith. Didn't know that. That's really cool of you to say. Well, back in that time frame, someone just texted 30930, and I have to applaud you. Before GoFundMe, what did they do? This texter wrote, hey, I know a guy who used to send out letters to friends that asked for money so his daughter could go play softball in Italy. She went to a Division I college at the time. It was unbelievable. Yes. Do you remember getting those letters? Totally unsolicited letters from someone in your church, someone in your neighborhood. And they were like, little Sheila wants to play soccer in Italy. Well, get a shovel and a rake and start in the front yard. I'll give you $10. Shovel out the walkway there, Sheila. Work on those legs for the corner kicks. Mow my lawn, do something. But no, people would send unsolicited letters asking for stuff, asking for money. And that was what happened before GoFundMe. Very, very true story. I never thought that is an excellent, only from a texter did we get that. And it was always at this time of year, too, you would get Christmas letters that were from families that had pictures of everyone and how they're doing. And there was always an ask, you know, we're starting our mission trip. We're doing this. We're going to need some help. Let's go to Chris in Pendleton. Chris, you're on WBN. Go ahead.
Hey there. You know, it's too bad this family, you know, I hope they work everything out. But this is kind of proof that, you know, we don't need a socialized government. We don't all need to chip in to pay for each other's things, because if somebody believes in something enough, there's probably another group of people out there that are willing to pay for it. You know, it could be extended to health.
Wow, look what you did. That's a fancy little maneuver there, Chris. You brought it right back to politics. Well done, sir.
Well, you know, I mean, so just as much as this, you know, hey, maybe I was a college athlete and I didn't have a dime and I worked jobs and, you know, this girl's just smarter than I was. I wish I thought of it, right?
Well, that's the other thing, too, right.
You know, these people have a right to give away their money to whatever they want for whatever reason they want. So we shouldn't be too upset about it, because we're the conservative freedom thinking side. Let people do as they want to do. This is a great thing. Now let's offload some of our taxes. Wait, people who want to pay for, you know, what are the drug safe needle dens? Let them pay for them.
There you go.
I don't have to. That's the best. So,
Chris, I got to take a break. I'll put you on hold if you want to continue that. It's a really good thought, and I'd love to have you continue after the break. Well done. Brought it all back to socialism. Hey, now, how did that happen? Right? That's what you're thinking. You know, but with the GoFundMe world, though, that we live in, it is shocking that more people aren't taking advantage. I mean, there should be GoFundMe. Like, hey, what are you on GoFundMe? I was like 40% done with Dead Red Redemption 2, and then I glitched out and I lost all my data. So I'd like $40,000 to get that thoroughbred horse and that vulcanized sawed-off shotgun.